Good morning. At school, everyone has a goal of graduating, hopefully. However, there are certain criteria, requirements that are needed to be present, such as having 24 high school credits, doing 100 hours of community service, and passing all of your final exams. That has been the criteria since high school was made. The Bible tells us, gives us requirements for us on how to be saved. One has to believe, repent, confess, and be baptized, after which you stay faithful until death. But there's a certain requirement that is necessary to be saved that some, maybe you, don't understand. And that is, one must be in the church to be saved. Some would wonder why, and you may be that person. And here's what the Bible says about why this needs to be in the church, why you need to be in the church. First, let's look at the definition of the church. The Greek word of church is ekklesia, ek meaning out of, and kaleo meaning to call. Church, by the Greek definition, is the called out. Now, those in the church are called out of darkness into his marvelous light, as explained in 1 Peter 2:9. In Colossians 1:13, it says, "We are turned out from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God." Now, darkness refers to the way of the wickedness, the wicked, those who are lost and living in unrighteousness, as explained in Proverbs 4:19. And the light refers to God, for he is light, as explained in 1 John 5. Now, it says in 1 John 1, verse 7, that those who walk in the light as he is in the light will have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses those from all sin. Therefore, because of the definition, you should be in the church. Now let's look at the composition of the church. Now there's three types of people in the church. Three main types. The Bible teaches us that the church is composed of all those who have been saved, those who have been sanctified, and those who have been reconciled to God. Now, first, those who have been saved. The saved are added by the Lord to the church, as said in Acts 2, verse 47. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, Mark 16, verse 16. One can believe in Jesus being the Son of God, but if one is not baptized, they can't be saved. Now, how do you think you would be baptized if you're not even in the church? Now, second off, the church is composed of all those who have been sanctified. Sanctified meaning being set apart from the world as a believer of God. Now, in Acts 20, please turn to Acts 20, verse 32. It reads, "So now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified." Those who are in the church are sanctified. Likewise, those who are sanctified are in the church. Finally, the church is composed of all those who have been reconciled to God, meaning God changed his attitude towards you and have a better relationship with God. And if you think that you have worked hard, that you believe in Jesus and God, and you think that's it, and you think, I've earned the place in heaven, I've earned it. If you think that, that is wrong. What the Bible says in Ephesians, as explained in Ephesians 2, verse 12, says at one time, all of mankind has been without Christ and having no hope. But, as explained in Ephesians 2, verse 13 and verse 16, it says, through the blood of Christ, one is reconciled to God. So, it's even in its composition that it says, those who are in the church are saved. Now, let's look at the implementation of the church to God's plan. All men need to be saved from the consequences of sin, as explained in Romans 1:18, by the blood of Jesus, and explained in Revelations verse 1 verse 5. Let's turn to that, please. I repeat, Revelations 1 verse 5. It reads, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness of the firstborn from the dead and the ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Now, all men need to be saved also to a right relationship with God and for an opportunity to glorify and serve God, as explained in Ephesians 2:10. Now, God planned it before creation, and Jesus came to earth to preach it. Jesus died on the cross to purchase it, and God wants all of us to be saved, as explained in 1 Timothy 2:4. Which reads, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth? Now, that means if you are in the church once again and you think that you don't need to be in it, why are you here? This is why. He planned it before, and it's by God's implementation. It's been in his plan the whole time. Now we're going to look, finally, my last point, at the future of the church. What the Bible says, the Bible teaches, that the church is made to be saved in Acts 2:47. Only the saved will enter heaven. Please turn to Revelations 21, verse 27. Which reads, the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Each individual gate was of one pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold like transparent glass. I read the wrong one. Excuse me. But the actual verse. Revelations 21, verse 27 says, "But there shall be no means enter if anything that defiles or causes an abomination or a lie, but only those who are written in the Lamb's book of life." Now, the church is depicted in the New Testament as the body, as a body, as a family, and as a kingdom. At the end, Jesus will deliver his kingdom, the church, to God the Father in heaven. And now, in the end, we know all will be judged. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 24 says, "Then comes the end when he delivers the kingdom of God, the kingdom to God the Father, when he puts an end to all rule and all authority and power." In conclusion, those who are faithful Christians in the church will go to heaven according to God's plan, according to the Bible, God's word. Now, I'm not done. Now, what does that mean? That means that one can't say, "Oh, I don't have to go to church. I'm too tired, you know. I'm okay, but my mind's not in it. I don't have to go. I believe. I've been doing everything. I've been going to church once in a while, you know. So I don't have to go." That's wrong. What the Bible says is that we have to be in the church to be saved. Our God has prepared the church for us to be saved because we were not saved before. It was a gift from God for us. So in conclusion, the Bible tells us why one must be in the church to be saved. Now, you must assess yourself, reflect, and ask yourself this question: are you in his church?